But wait, there's more podcasting mistakes that podcasters are making on this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Yes, it's your slightly stuffed up host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. This is the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Let's get all that business stuff out of the way first of all. If you'd like to contact me, it's 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. Now, that works toll-free in the U.S., I believe also in Canada. But hey, what if you're out of the U.S.? Hey, simple. Use my email. It's schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment out in our show notes. Now, here's where you got to get out your scorecard. The show notes are at schoolofpodcasting.net. That's all of our show archives and things like that. But if you'd like to get into podcasting, maybe take your podcast to the next level, that is at schoolofpodcasting.com. That's our hours of tutorials, our hundreds of resources. I just found this really cool resource. In radio, they call it Show Prep. And I found a really cool show prep site that DJs use that has all sorts of, like, you know, by category, if you're looking for quizzes or little funny stories or things like that, phenomenal show prep site that obviously that we can also use as podcasters. But today, we're going to continue on my quick discussion on what I feel are mistakes that podcasters are making. And, get out that note card and see if you're on the list of making these mistakes. We'll get to that right after this. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. Alrighty, thank you to GoToMeeting for sponsoring the show. And, let's see, you know, was it last week we started a discussion on what I feel are some mistakes that, you know, people are making as podcasters, and I thought about it after I posted the show. I'm like, you know, I forgot a couple other ones I could add to this. So this is part two of that. If you missed part one, again, our show archives are at schoolpodcasting.net. Now, here's the one that I get a lot. Somebody will sign up for the schoolpodcasting.com. And the first words out of their mouth, of course, are, okay, how do I make some money with this stuff? And that's fine. Realize there are some people that will want to tar and feather you when you say you want to monetize your podcast. But there are those that's their primary focus, and that's fine that you can have a plan. But step one is building your audience, because a sponsor wants to get his product in front of people. So step one is get some people, not make some money. Got to get that cart way back before the horse. Then when you're ready to make some money, you go talk to Paul Culligan, and he's the man. He is Mr. Monetize the Podcast. Good guy too. I met him out in California. Paul, I'm still reading your book. How sad is that? Problem is now, if you've listened to the podcast, I'm back going after my second degree in college, and I got all this stupid homework now. I can't read what I want to read. Anyway, so that's mistake number one, which is, you know, you're looking for the money first, and not that you can't look for money, but you got to look for your audience first. Second one is I have a double secret probation podcast going on. I think that's number six for me. Just started it, made my first episode, and now the other thing is I do a podcast for musicians called The Musicians Cooler. Check it out, musicianscooler.com. But here's what I'm finding out. Realize I haven't told a soul about this podcast. I think I've told one person. And so literally I had like two downloads. mine and this other person. And so I did the podcast, and I went over to the PodSafe Music Network. In this case, that's where I got the music from. And I put in, you know, you're supposed to legally say, I played this song on this date. Boom. And it alerts the musician or the band. And sure enough, in this case, the musician emailed me back, said, hey, thank you very much for playing my song. Best of luck. Really like your new podcast. And then I went over and looked, and sure enough, I had a couple more downloads. So the band had taken time to go listen to it. And I know from musicians that as in some ways they're not real web savvy, if we're going to be kind of stereotyping here, but there are a lot of them that are. Like, they know to go to Google and go links, colon, I think that's the command, and then type in your website, and Google will show you who's linking to you. So they can see that this podcaster in the show notes was nice enough to note it in the show notes, which is great. But realize when you, if that musician doesn't do that, they don't know that they're being played, so they're not going to go listen to the podcast. They're not going to, big key point here, they're not going to let their fans know, hey, I got played on blah, blah, blah podcast. Check it out here. I mean, you're promoting them. Most musicians will help promote you. Now, the other thing is, and this is where musicians really like this, is that whole reporting who gets played when helps build the charts. If you're using the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. So don't forget to report your music. Or at IOTA PromoNet's another one. There's a bunch of PodSafe Music resources. Don't forget that one. That's an easy one to do. The problem is, it's usually one of the things you do after you've published the show. And sometimes we're tired and things like that. Don't forget to go back. It's an easy way to get a handful of new listeners. Now, the third one, I've talked about this in the past. And I'll have to go out. I believe I have one on my site. Don't do a do as I say, not as I do. And that's not putting a promo, you know, a little promo clip about your podcast on your front page somewhere. I mean, there are websites like podcast promos and things like that, but I prefer to have one on the front page of your site, or if you're using Podcast Pickle, they have a place for it there, because it makes it very easy for me to do things like this.
Hi, this is J.D. Fry from the Why and How Podcasting. I'm very into podcasting education, and I take time in my weekly podcast to answer the two questions about podcasting that I get asked the most. Why should I podcast, and how do I do it? I don't think I'll run out of reasons to talk about why to podcast, though there are overarching categories like the love of the technology, a hobby, and making money. The reasons to podcast are just as different as the many podcasters out there. How to podcast is continually changing. Studios are popping up, audio, video, and portable recording companies are now catering to podcasters, and as these new hows of podcasting come out, I want you to know about them. So, check me out at thewhyandhowpodcasting.com, click on the link to my daily podcasting blog, and send me a question while you're there. I'm J.D. Fry from the Why and How Podcasting. Thanks for listening.
And there's the other thing I think that podcasters aren't doing enough of. People might go, wait a minute, did that guy just say he teaches people how to podcast? By the way, it's the Why and How of Podcasting.com is his website. And people, well, Dave, isn't he kind of your competition? You know what? There are 7 days a week. And if that guy does a show once a week, that's Monday. They can listen to the School Podcasting on Tuesday. And here's the other thing, and this is another. Number one, I got to give this out to Jason Van Orden, whose book, Promoting Your Podcast? Oh, Jason, I'm sorry. Look for it in the show notes, or go to internetbusinessmastery.com. It's one of the podcasts I've been getting into. Jason's a good guy. Another guy I met in California. Promoting Your Podcast. I think that's it. I will have a link to that out in the show notes. The show notes, yes. And in that, Jason talked about things like Delicious and Technorati. And so I went over, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.net, scroll down on the left-hand side, you'll see where I've got a script for Technorati that shows who's linking to my blog. And one of them was, well, not Jason Van Orden, but I think his name was, who was the last guy we just listened to? Jason, yeah. The guy from the Why and How the Why and How of Podcasting.com. And he was saying how he liked some of my stuff. Now, the guy over at OpenStax.net thinks I'm an idiot, because of my, and it wasn't really even my idea. It was, and it wasn't Rob's idea. It's out of Tricks of the Podcasting Masters, and how I was talking about putting CDs in the back of books, and you know, my other idea of bookmarks. But he was talking about, he was really upset about the CDs in the back of books. He considered that spamming the library. So he was not big on that idea. Here it is. The normally reasonable Dave of School Podcasting offers the terrible guerrilla marketing idea of advertising your product, your podcast, by placing bookmark adverts or even bonus CDs into library books of interest to your target audience. Go check it out yourself. So thank you very much for that. And as much as, you know what? It's America. He's allowed to, that's what's great about America. We can voice our own opinions in the world. So, but I appreciate the fact that he linked back to my podcast. So check him out over at openstacks.net. And you can actually go openstacks.net/OS is where I got this from. Again, links in the show notes. Anna Farmery of Podcast Freak. That's R-E-Q. F-R-E-Q. Did I spell that right? Podcast F-R-E-Q. As in like frequently? Because I have the Podcast Freak. F-R-E-A-K. That's one of my domains. She had linked to my podcast. I couldn't find out where, but she has a very cool layout over there. A lot of different questions about podcasting. DisciplesWithMicrophones.org/blog had talked about the School of Podcasting, as did Paul Culligan. Check him out, paulculligan.com. One of the nicest guys I met in California, and he's all things podcasting, really. He does the whole affiliate guy, he does the paulculligan.com. He's getting ready to release, I think it's Podcast Secrets, another kind of teaching people how to podcast site. Very cool guy, and he had linked to the blog. Now, how did I know that? By using this Technorati gizmo, thingamabob, whatchamacallit, that Jason Van Orden had talked about in his book. And there were actually 12. I just picked like the top 5 and thought I would talk about those. So if you've also linked to my podcast, maybe I'll get to that later. But I went over, in some cases I commented on their blog, say thanks for the shout out, blah, blah, blah. And in some cases, like Jay's of the Why and How, the Why and How of Podcasting.com, I saw he had a promo on his front page, downloaded that, throw it in the show. It's networking. And realize there are tools like Technorati that you can use to see who's talking about you. You can use Google Alerts as well and things like that. But don't be afraid to network with somebody who does the same thing you do, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but if they do the same thing kind of that you do, won't their audience enjoy what you're doing if they enjoy what they're doing, right? Sometimes we get hung up on the whole, you know, competition thing. And I know this from... I'm gonna take off my podcasting hat for a second, put on my musician hat. When I play with my band, I've always networked with other musicians. And the thought being, as long as I'm bringing in a crowd to a club that I'm playing, as long as I sound as good and look as good and come across in a professional manner, really, no other band can take my spot in a club if I'm booked. And I have that same mentality towards podcasting. If I'm putting out a quality content that's useful, you know, I'm not just mailing it in, and I make it sound decent enough to listen to, it doesn't sound like I'm, you know, on a phone 500 miles away, and I keep it relatively to the point, not always my strong suit, so that I don't waste people's time, I think listeners aren't going to bail on me. So don't be afraid to network with other podcasters. And there are great sites, like I said, podcast promos. If you're using Libsyn, look into Kiptronic. Love Kiptronic system, where you can automatically swap promos. Oh, it's awesome. Love that. So that is going to do it. I know I've kind of gone on. We're not going to do a last 5 and 5 today. Actually, if you have some, feel free to email them in, or I prefer, pretty please, to either call them in, 888-563-3228, or being that most of the show... the audience is podcasters or podcasters want to be, you know, record one, send it on in. Love to have it. The email, musicians cooler. See, I talked about music. I got to take off my musician hat, put back on my school podcasting hat. schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. This is why you don't record podcasts back to back, by the way. Here's another mistake that people make. So thank you very much for tuning in. As always, you can check out our website again one more time with a scorecard. Show notes, schoolpodcasting.net. All the tutorials and resources, schoolpodcasting.com. Until we meet again, class dismissed, everybody. If you're on the East Coast, stay warm. We'll see you later.